Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. The use of the world's oceans as a dumping ground has resulted in a cumulative impact that transcends the contribution of any single source, such as oil, sewage, garbage, the introduction of alien species, munitions disposal, nuclear waste from ships and power plants, and radioactivity from nuclear testing. Other pollutants abound, invisible, toxic, and pervasive. Some may seem innocuous, such as paint dissolving or chipping off hulls of ships, but tributyl tin, TBT, that has been used worldwide as an anti-fouling agent in marine coatings for vessel bottoms and aquaculture nets, has been described as, quote, the most toxic substance ever deliberately introduced into natural water, unquote. TBT pollution was identified in the early 1990s as a particularly efficient poison, with very small concentrations having very large effect on the reproduction cycle of mollusks, snails, and other marine organisms. TBT has been banned by many developed countries for use on vessels less than 25 meters, but larger vessels were exempted, presumably because of the diluting factor of the deep ocean. Recent research, however, has revealed increasing TBT presence in deep ocean food sediments and food chains in relation to intensity of shipping traffic. Other comparable pollutants include chlorinated hydrocarbons, or PCBs, DDT, and trace metals such as mercury and cadmium. While the use of these substances have been banned in many products and processes in many nations, the cumulative concentration of decades of use has found its way through pesticide and agricultural runoff into streams and rivers, and evaporation and release through the atmosphere into the coastal areas and the deep ocean, resulting in high incidence of many marine organisms and in the flesh of fish caught for human consumption. It is not surprising to learn that some of the most negative impact can be found in the most fertile and varied areas of the ocean, the Galapagos Islands, for example, because of the efficient circulatory patterns powered by the very same winds and currents that distribute nutrients to these same areas. The trace metals, mercury and cadmium, are the result of manufacturing processes for batteries and other electrical products, and as a byproduct of burning fossil fuel, both oil and coal, waste incineration, and the mining and refining of lead and zinc, iron and steel. While the health threat of these substances has been recognized and production reduced or stabilized, tremendous damage has been done that many experts agree will take decades to mitigate, even if all production was stopped today. What is most disconcerting is the speed with which these substances have found their way into the deep ocean and into the food chain. Through widespread natural distribution, physical mixing, upwelling, absorption by phytoplankton and bacteria, assimilation into fish and other organisms through consumption, and further distribution in fecal waste, the toxic effect is perpetuated until it reaches a point where government agencies and medical warnings urge pregnant women not to consume certain fish to protect the public health. This is not new news, and many initiatives have been taken to abolish, control, and mitigate these negative impacts on human society. International treaties, government regulation, environmental actions, and legal challenges have all been brought to bear on both the specific and general sources of these conditions, sometimes with great success, sometimes with disappointing compromise. A recent press report on the importation into the United States of polluted farm-raised fish from China provides an interesting example of what might be done. The front-page article raised public awareness to such a degree that the Chinese government saw an immediate threat to a multi-million-dollar export business so great as to announce within 2 weeks the establishment of standards for the aquaculture industry, additional inspections, the closing of abusing producers, and other steps to assure the international public of their product integrity. The true impact of this regulatory structure remains to be seen, but through sudden, enhanced public awareness, engendered by international communications, powerful market forces heretofore indifferent were put into play. We will explore these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.